Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, featuring Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith while building a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
Hi, it's Anne Marie, and welcome to another episode. I hope you have been well. This show is a shorter show. It is a message that I shared across social and it got quite a number of comments. And I thought, you know what? I need to share it with you today, particularly with all of the things going on in the world. It can get so easy, can't it, to get sucked into the doom and the gloom and the fear-mongering that's being plastered across every single media platform possible. So I was reminded of something this week in one of the devotionals in the Jesus Calling app. If you haven't heard of that, go and download it. It is incredible. I love it. Every morning there is a new passage that has been written as if Jesus were speaking the very Bible verses that are included in that devotional. What would Jesus say? What would He want us to know about these three verses as if He was speaking that to us? And I tell you what, when I found the Jesus Calling app, my relationship with the Lord really deepened. The three verses that the devotional shared, the first comes from 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5. It says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." I mean, let's think about that for a moment. We can take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Every thought. And so let me share what I wrote in my post, and then I'll share the other two Bible verses that the Jesus Calling app shared that particular devotional. But this is relating to 2 Corinthians 10:5, taking every thought captive and making it obedient to Christ. This is what I wrote. "This is such a wonderful reminder in today's love note from Jesus, from the Jesus Calling app, about the importance of guarding our minds and making every thought captive to Christ. As we know, we have an enemy who prowls around like a lion who's waiting to pounce at any moment or any situation where he can cause us angst, worry, or by trying to separate us from the conviction and certainty of the things that we know we have been promised when we put our full trust in the Lord. Now, I admit, in my younger adult life, I have spent many hours playing out scenarios. He said, she said, debates in my head. In fact, wasting countless hours and time becoming defensive and anxious about situations that never, ever eventuated. Now, if I tallied up how many hours, how many days and weeks and months, even years that I have wasted when I could have brought it up with the Lord in prayer, asked Him for guidance, or more importantly, finding a verse in the Bible to see how God has already advised how I should handle it. There is no situation, by the way, I'm just stepping back. There's a few more things that I wrote, but this is just coming to me as I'm reading this out and spending some time with you here in this podcast. There is no situation that we are confronted by or that comes along our path that God does not already know that will come across our path. And guess what? He doesn't leave us there on our own, uncertain on how am I going to approach this. No. We can ask him. We can bring it to prayer. We can turn to the very words that he had men pen on his behalf in the Bible to show us and share with us and to teach us and tell us what we should do in every situation. And of course, we have his Holy Spirit who is living in us. So we have all of these different things to be able to support us with the very thing that is sitting right here in front of us. But this particular aspect is don't let something become a thing because of the fact that we haven't taken that thought captive and put it through the lens of what does Jesus want me to know about this? What does Jesus want me to tell this situation? What would Jesus say to the spirit of fear that's trying to distract me and discourage me and cause doubt and cause unbelief? What would Jesus want to say to that? And you know what? Then tell it that. Say it that. Declare that. Anyway, okay, so that was kind of an offside. Let me go back to what I have written. Yes, we talked about, you know, a Bible verse to see how God has advised how we should handle it. As we know, God's word never returns to us void. It says that in the Bible, by the way. God calls his word the sword of the Spirit. And when we partner with his Spirit, which is, by the way, Holy Spirit who lives in us. I mean, we could do a whole episode on that. God's Spirit lives in us, in every cell and every fiber of our being. The living God's Holy Spirit lives in us. I mean, hello. And we know that that Spirit is stronger than he who lives in the world, right? So nothing can keep us from having real hope, real peace, complete comfort, knowing all will be well. Because guess what? It will. It has been promised to us. No one or nothing or no situation can rob us of our peace and hope unless we let it. So guess what? Don't let it. And we know, of course, that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is our peace. No one or nothing can take that certainty, that knowing that we know what is promised us and what Jesus has done for us on the cross through forgiving us for our sins. And now we have, you know, become righteousness with God. And coming back to the points that I wrote, the post, remember, the Lord knows the very numbers the head or the very number of the hairs on your head. He takes care of the birds. It says that in the Bible. So how much more important or more will he take care of us? We, the very people that he created in his very own image. I mean, how much does he love us? If we ask that question, how much? So much that he gave his life for you. For us, and that same love is there in your present and in your future. So we do not have to worry or be anxious about anything. So when worry, fear, anxiety come calling, hit them right between the eyes immediately with a few Bible verses. Declare those verses out loud before you end up going down that rabbit hole and you end up squandering minutes and hours in situations and worry that you, my friend, we were never meant to handle or go through on our own. So that was what I wrote in the post. Let me finish by sharing the other two verses. Luke 12, verse 22 to 25. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. How much more valuable you are than birds? And who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Wise words, Jesus. Thank you. And Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Amen and amen. My friend, I hope you have been blessed by that. Just reading through that again just really empowers me, because we know when God's, you know, is for us, who can be against us? I mean, seriously, no one or nothing can stand against our God, our Lord, and win, because He, our Lord, our Savior, has won the battle already. And it's the promises that we know are ours because of what he did on the cross. My goodness, nothing, absolutely nothing can rob us of that knowledge of what's coming. Bring that to your now. Bring that to the present moment and whatever it is that is facing you, and remind it what God said, what Jesus said, for us to do on how to handle that. Again, friend, be blessed and have an incredible week. Bye for now.
This podcast is brought to you by theinfluencealliance.com. Want to influence real change with your message by becoming known as a trusted authority in your industry while building a sustainable and scalable business you love? Find out how by accessing our free podcast series at www.theinfluencealliance.com/podcast series. That's theinfluencealliance.com/podcast series.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.